Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good Sunday and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, people. Welcome in, everybody. Like I always say, I got no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Week 10 of the NFL Rewind was absolutely chaotic, to be quite honest with you. It all started out on Thursday. We should have gotten used to the fact that this is what was going to be when you have an upset like the Miami Dolphins over the Baltimore Ravens that happened on Thursday, and then it ensued to continue on Sunday with the chaos of the action of what happened in the NFL. Just amazing. Like, some things were reestablished, like the Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers, the Titans for that matter. You know what? A lot of questions, and they're answering them about Derrick Henry not being on that football field for them. Other things, like the Patriots starting to come into their own a little bit. The Bills, again, reestablishing themselves after a couple of weeks where you're questioning them and scratching your head a little bit about them. And something happened this week that hasn't happened all season long, people. It's absolutely crazy. It's insane, but it's still not a win, but it's close. It's really close. Yeah, I'm talking about the Detroit Lions. They were able to get a tie, 16-16. So they're working their way to a victory, if you will. But obviously, you can tell I'm being a little facetious. But unbelievable. They're winless, man. And we're through 10 weeks of the NFL season. They got a tie, though. The Washington team from football telling Tampa Tom and the guys, like, hey, man, you know what? You cruised through last season and you thought it was going to be the same this year. Well, all of a sudden, you're kind of stumbling a little bit. And the Arizona Cardinals, a team that was undefeated, now they've got a couple losses, playing without key guys like Kyler Murray, starting to make a little bit of a difference. So tons to talk about in the NFL. I'm going to do it all here on the NFL Rewind. I can't wait, people. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back. Keep it close.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
You're always up for some fun with the family. So you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Palio Restaurant has been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there is no surprise that it's been voted best overall restaurant in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio has been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays, reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today. That's paliosf.com. PALIOSF.com.
You're gonna blast through light and rain.
The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan.
It don't matter, just start lightning.
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet, but you must do the best you can. Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Alrighty, my people, welcome back in. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Week 10 of the NFL Rewind. Get at me a couple few different ways, if you will. Holler at me, of course, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter, follow me there, check me out. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, I'm going to run you through the scores from all the action. Like I said, it all got underway on Thursday with the Dolphins beating the Ravens, 22-10 was the final there. Cowboys all over the Falcons, 43-3. Titans hang on over the Saints, 23-21, and I do mean hang on. Colts, another team that kind of hung on over the Jaguars, 23-17. Some late interceptions, Trevor Lawrence, growing pains, and things along those lines. Colts are one of those teams. Just keep an eye on the Colts. That's all I'm going to say. Speaking of keeping an eye on, the Patriots, 45-7 over the Browns. Browns are playing without everybody and their mother, and I mean that. I'm not kidding. No Kareem Hunt. No Nick Chubb. Like, honestly, when you have to keep doing that week in and week out, it's going to come back and get you sooner or later. Patriots absolutely devour these guys. 45-7. Bills, another 45 spot on the board. They do that on the Jets, though. Not as impressive. 45-17 over the J-E-T-S, Jets. Lions, they didn't completely lie down, but I'll tell you what, man. Look, they didn't get the victory. They had chances. They squandered opportunities. They wind up with a tie. Steelers, this one might hurt you at the end of the season. 16-16. Speaking of hurt you at the end of the season, Tampa Tom and the guys, I've never seen Tampa Tom look the way he did, to be honest with you. A very up and down day. Washington 29, Buccaneers 19. Panthers, they destroyed the Cardinals. Cam Newton got in the game. Like, this guy was scoring touchdowns with his legs, with his arms. How is this guy not in the league? I guess that's the question right now. How was that dude not in the league? How did it take 10 weeks for him to get back in the league? Unbelievable. Panthers, 34. Cardinals, 10. They did play without Kyler. They were playing without a bunch of key guys. But at the end of the day, man, excuses are excuses. Wins are wins. Losses are losses. Panthers get a really, really nice, much-needed victory. Cardinals, this again, I keep saying this. This one might bite them in the rear at the end of the year. Vikings 27 to 20. I'm sorry, over the Chargers, a big loss for the Chargers. Another team like we've seen some great stuff from them, and then all of a sudden we see a team that is very up and down. It's the AFC in general, but we'll get to that. Eagles 30. Broncos 13. That was a scratcher in the head for sure. Seahawks nothing. Packers 17. Big time scratcher of my head there, because that's something I'm not accustomed to seeing the Packer defense do, which is shut teams out, play stellar defense. That was wild. That was great to see. On the other hand, I really hope it's not a big deal with Aaron Jones. But with that being said, A.J. Dillon in replacement, dude was fantastic. So 17-0 Green Bay over the Seahawks. Chiefs, 41-14 in the Sunday Nighter over the Raiders, of course. And this makes you feel a little bit better about the Chiefs, too. So some interesting things happened in the NFL, like for sure, looking all around the league. Now I'm going to take you through the standings and get you up to date there. So this is what the situation is in the AFC East, and it's closer than it probably should be. Buffalo, 6-3. Patriots, 6-4. Dolphins and Jets, doesn't matter. But I think we're more intrigued that the Patriots are in this thing than anything. So we'll watch this thing as the season keeps going. And remember, one extra week, 17 games this season. Maybe a really, really big deal when you come to think about it. AFC North, Baltimore with that loss, they could have separated themselves. Like that's the thing that kind of catches my eye about this division. Baltimore at 6-3. Pittsburgh 5-3. Cincinnati 5-4. Cleveland 5-5. You can tell there's some teams that obviously haven't had their bye weeks yet. But with that being said, Baltimore could have been 7-2 and coasting in this division. Losing to Miami, whether it winds up being a big deal in their division, it is absolutely going to be a big deal when it comes to home field advantage. Moving on, AFC South. So this is where I'm talking about. And this one now, it'll make more sense. Titans, 8-2. That's the best record that I've said throughout the AFC, if you haven't heard me or hearing my message. Colts are 5-5. Jacksonville and Houston, doesn't matter. We don't need to talk about them. Look out for the Colts. I'm telling you what, I like the makeup. Jonathan Taylor, that running game, Carson Wentz, his toughness. There's something about them that tells me they're gonna be a really, really tough out. If they don't make the postseason, they're gonna be a really, really tough out. All right, so the AFC West, give you the skinny here. Kansas City now in command, on top. Like 2 weeks ago, they were in last place, which is insane. Kansas City Chiefs starting to find themselves, maybe. Defense looking better for them, too, quite frankly. Chargers have blown opportunities week after week, like no joke. Vegas Raiders, I could say the same thing, but with that being said, I almost give them a free pass with all kinds of things that have happened to their organization. So you sit there and you say, how have they been able to keep it together? Well, now you can see they're starting to fall apart. Okay, so Kansas City Chiefs and the Chargers. Kansas City 6-4. Chargers, Raiders 5-4. Broncos 5-5. So very, very tough, tight division right now. What I'm trying to tell you about the AFC, it's a mess. It's a big question mark. And if Tennessee Titans are the best team in the AFC right now, I don't think there's too many teams sitting there going, uh-oh, I'm super worried about that situation. So Kansas City might be feeling a little bit better about themselves. Buffalo feeling better. Ravens, even though they lost. You get what I'm saying. I don't think we totally believe in the Tennessee Titans if they don't have Derrick Henry on the field. End of story. But they're 8-2, so say what you want. All right, let's move on to the NFC. Because this is interesting, too. Dallas Cowboys, 7-2. Philadelphia Eagles, 4-6. Washington and the Giants, both with 3 wins. let's not talk much about that division other than I think Dallas reestablished himself a little bit, getting a nice victory over Atlanta Falcon team that, in all honesty, was probably riding high. Emotions had to be good because they beat the Saints the week before on a last-second kick. So they had to be feeling good about themselves. Green Bay Packers, hear it out real quick, people. 8-2. Nobody else in this division is really worth talking about. Vikings aren't 500. Bears aren't 500. And we know the Detroit Lions, they haven't won a damn football game, okay? The NFC South, here's the situation there. Tampa Tom and the guys, they're leading the division. They're 6-3. New Orleans, 5-4. Carolina, 5-5. Atlanta, I think they messed up. They're 4-5. And here's where I'm going with this division. Carolina, they got Cam Newton. I think there's like a different feel all of a sudden. I watched the game. There was all kinds of emotion. This team didn't look like a team that was battling to get themselves back to 500. So, and PJ Walker didn't play all that bad either. The Arizona Cardinals, like, I got news for you. They're 8-2, but I can't believe I'm saying this because a couple of weeks ago they were the best team in the football. They were the best team in football. But now, a couple few weeks later, after they've lost, they lost to the Packers. Not terrible. I can understand that one. But Carolina, a team that was basically just really, really trying to get themselves kind of back with their feet a little bit wet, saying, hey, we're 500 and we still have a chance. Truth be told, this is a huge loss for the Cardinals. 8-2 in the division. Rams play the Monday nighter. They could be 8-2. San Francisco and Seattle, just kind of a tough season for both of these teams. So the theme that I'm going to tell you about when I come back on the other side, and you can kind of hear it in my voice, is we've seen some teams reestablish themselves just a little bit. We've also seen some teams take some steps back, and we're sitting here scratching our heads in a major, major way about what we're witnessing, what we're seeing on the football field. Because quite frankly, the last 2-3 weeks, they've been anything but predictable. Seriously, the NFL literally stands for not for long. Because week to week, you're somebody else from the last week. You may or may not be the same. I hear the music. I know I got to take a pause for the calls. I'll do that. I'll come back. I'll continue to rap about the NFL, man. It's the NFL Rewind, week 10 of the NFL Rewind, right here with me, Andy Dorf, on Sports Overnight America.
First and goal from the 8. Newton backs up, looking end zone, has a receiver, leaping grab, Moore, touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. The men who play it make it so. All of them are fearless. All of them are strong, quick, and all of them are part of a story that began long ago. A story written by men who found in a sport a demanding measure for their own courage and ability.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Dorfman coming at you. You can get at me, by the way. Love hearing from you people in several different ways. Call me 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on the Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on IG. It is also... Well, actually, that's the real Dorf on Sports. So I'll have the Dorf on Sports theme to them. But anyways, getting back to the theme here, which is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. And I left you with the thought of somewhat of like teams that are kind of coming back to letting us know that they've reestablished themselves. And some of those teams that continue to fool us week in and week out. And we'll dissect all that. Going to start with the Cowboys because, quite frankly, you know what? They destroyed the Falcons, man. That was ugly. That was painful in a lot of ways. When you have a team that goes out and they score 29 points in the second quarter, there's not a lot you can do at halftime to turn this thing around when the score is already 36-3. Not sure what they could have said at the halftime. With that being said, Josh Rosen even got in the game. Matty Ice had a couple of interceptions. Dak Prescott looked a lot more like Dak Prescott. They made Cooper Rush get a couple of plays in there. Ezekiel Elliott even tossed a ball. He was rushing the ball pretty well, had a couple touchdowns on the ground. The Cowboys were looking pretty solid, and they needed that, quite frankly. You know, with the way that they played the week before, where they just got smacked around the field by the Denver Broncos, who they looked awful at, you know, themselves at home. It's just, what a weird league when you think about it. Such a week-to-week league. So this was huge for the Dallas Cowboys and their confidence, and for us in the media to go, yeah, the Dallas Cowboys, they're back. They reestablished themselves. But they did, to a certain degree. I truly find what they did very good. Defensively, they were really good. So what wins championships? You obviously got to be able to score some points, but defense is extremely important. And that's kind of been something that's been missing from the Dallas Cowboys, right? So that to me was very big for the Dallas Cowboys. Tennessee Titans they kind of survived, okay? Saints are a team that let one slip away the week before. The Titans are a team that's now playing without Derrick Henry, and we're going to sit there and say all season long, well, we're waiting for the crash, and we'll have to see if it actually comes, because they're actually supposed to have a really good defense. And not that they kept the Saints from scoring, but 21 points isn't all that much either. But when you think about it, that they have a defensive-minded coach. Vrabel's a defensive-minded guy. And we've always talked about the Titans as a very solid defensive team. If Ryan Tannehill and this offense can continue to put up 23 to 30 points a game, they've got a legitimate shot to win each and every week. Might have one of the easiest schedules down the stretch. So it may be going through Tennessee is what I'm trying to say. It really might be. The Colts. I want to talk a little bit about the Colts. Because I'm starting, not starting. I've been talking about them for two or three, maybe 4 weeks. And before, what I was talking about was, this is a team that's losing some tough games. They're better than their record is. Now they're 500. Carson Wentz is playing a little bit better. The running game is very, very good, led by Jonathan Taylor. Pittman, they just have guys that can go out there and really, really make some plays. And their defense is pretty good. Look out for the Colts. That's what I'm saying. I truly, truly believe that the Colts they're a pretty good football team. And they were on the wrong side of some tough games early in the season, which in a way maybe gives them some growing pains. And they fought through them, you know, kind of feeling each other out early. And now things are somewhat coming together. It's a better football team. So I like the Colts. I've liked them for a few weeks. But I've liked them for different reasons. I liked them because I was like, well, they could be a team to look out for. Or they could be a team that could be a tough out. Now I'm starting to say, you know what? They might actually be a pretty good football team too. Speaking of pretty good football team, that's the New England Patriots right now too. I'm seeing Mac Jones continue to play well. Three touchdowns for him. No interceptions. Brian Hoyer getting in the action. He had a touchdown. But that's because they were winning by so much at that point. New England's getting better week in and week out. They're starting to know their roles better. I think that's what I'm learning about this football team. And I shouldn't be surprised. I don't think anybody should be surprised. It was going to take some time. I think they're coming together pretty nicely. On the other hand, the team that they beat, which was Cleveland, I'm almost saying to myself, you know, a few weeks ago when I was talking about the Raiders, and I'm saying, wow, I'm so impressed that they can somehow keep their heads in this thing and they can keep it together because all of the bad things that have happened. I'm starting to say that about the Cleveland Browns too, and I've been saying it for a couple weeks, like they've been overachieving. And when you have absolutely no rushing game to rely on without a Nick Chubb and a Kareem Hunt, it makes a huge, huge difference. The other thing that I think was really bothering them was, you know, you can say what you want, and obviously it didn't go well with Odell. We know that. But he didn't have a great day with Jarvis Landry. He didn't have a great day with Austin Hooper. there were so many guys that you know, 19 receptions. I don't know how many games that's going to win for you is my point. So yeah, the Cleveland Browns, I think it's just one of those years. Like last year, you could blame it on like the hype was too much, right? But this year, I think you can just blame it on the fact that they're injured. Baker Mayfield's really not that great of a football player at the end of the day. He's okay, but he ain't great, and he ain't going to be a difference maker, at least not right now. But the guy on the other side that the Patriots have, Mac Jones, that guy might be a really good one. So, yeah, I like the Patriots a lot. A lot. I think that they're a team that in the second half of the season, take some notice, man. Take some notice in the Colts. Take some notice in the Patriots. I think that those teams are teams that you have to look out for in the AFC. Really got to look out for those teams in the AFC because they're hungry and they got nothing to lose. What do they have to lose when you think about it? The Colts were, we already kind of pronounced them dead. And then the Patriots, well, they got a rookie quarterback, so we don't expect them to do too much, do we? Hear the music. I know I got to take a break. I'll do that. Keep it close, everybody. I love talking NFL football. It's the NFL Rewind. Week 10 is in the books. I can't believe it. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. If you're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America, I'll be back.
Single back. Browns crowd the line of scrimmage. Kareem Hunt, off tackle left. 30-yard line, 35. Breaks into the secondary. 45-50, spun to the ground as he gets to the 45 of the Cleveland Browns. Numbers near side. 24-yard run by Kareem Hunt.
Mayfield takes the shotgun snap. Blitz coming. They throw it out. Shoves out there. He's at the 45. At the 40. 35. 30. Up the sideline. 25. 20. He's to the 15-yard line. And Johnson knocked him out of bounds.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn
right. So can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf pulling you through another Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind, week 10 of the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me a couple few different ways. If you'd like to talk to me, I think you can call me at 1-800-878-7529. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, I think you can get, no, I know you can get to me at Dorf on Sports. Facebook is Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Okay, so started my conversation about teams that have kind of reestablished themselves, teams that continue to fool us, teams that are building and rising. Left off with the Colts and the Patriots. Talked a little bit down about the Browns because, quite frankly, it's just a tough year. Lots of losses due to injury. And, quite frankly, they may be too many to overcome. That's just the cold, hard facts, man. Buffalo Bills. Let's talk a little bit about these guys. Okay, so when I talk about reestablishing yourself, it's such a crazy league because you can even reestablish yourself against a team like the New York Football Jets, okay? And I'm being a little condescending. I'm being a little funny. But I'm also being truthful, okay? Like, seriously, that's a bad football team. So when you go out and score 45 against them and you win, you get yourself back on track. No doubt about it, man. I absolutely would say, yeah, you got yourself back on track. Okay, but here's the deal. What are you going to do against a Kansas City Chief team that looks like after they beat the Raiders, let's see if they can put two or three together as well. That's kind of where I'm at. And let's do it against teams that are actually somewhat decent. So the Jets aren't all that good. Buffalo scores 45. That's what I thought they should do. I thought they should go out there and they should absolutely beat the living daylights out of this football team. Okay, so now that I've gotten my thought off my head about that, bottom line is this. The Buffalo Bills are a good football team. We know that. And we know they're going to be there at the end. How far do they go? That's always going to be the question. But I do like their chances a lot. Steelers, you kind of hurt yourselves a lot, man. Let's talk a little bit about the Steelers. Anytime you tie in a sport where tying is very frowned upon, because the only sport you can tie in, for Christ's sake, is soccer. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. So this tie in this football game, it's really a loss for both teams. That's what I'm trying to say. Look at everybody else's record. Nobody else has a tie. So at the end of the day, this tie is going to hurt the Pittsburgh Steelers if they're going to make it into the postseason anyway. So this loss, or this tie, see, I think it's a loss, right? This loss is basically, or this tie is basically a loss. That's what I'm trying to say. And the Steelers, you hurt yourselves. Mason Rudolph, you should be ashamed of yourself, man. You were playing the Detroit freaking Lie Downs, man. If there was ever a game to get a chance to go out there and play, this would have been it, man. This would have been it, dude. You absolutely blew it. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, you blew it. And at the end of the season, if you don't make the postseason, look back at the game where you tied, which was basically a loss, to the Lie Downs. For crying out loud. Can't believe I spent that much time on the Lie Downs. Only because I'm a little disappointed in the Steelers. The Washington football team. What did you do today? Here's what you did today. You did nothing for yourself other than make yourself feel a little bit better about yourself, which is always good. What did you do to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, though? A team that we thought was pretty damn good, right? What the hell happened to Tampa Tom Brady, man? What in the hell happened to Tampa Tom? Who was that guy on the football field? This is where I'm going to say this about Tampa Tom, okay? I really, really felt strongly about this guy being the MVP of this league. After you lose to a Washington football team, after you throw two interceptions and two touchdowns, and you go 23 of 34 for 220 yards in a game where you on paper, this ain't close, man. This ain't close, Tampa Tom. So, yeah, I'm starting to wonder, maybe they're going to get what we call a late season Super Bowl hangover, because they started out all right. They've had a couple of losses that you're sitting there and you're going, what the hell? I can't believe I'm seeing what I'm seeing from Tampa Tom and the boys. So, yeah, this one's troublesome. Speaking of troublesome, we got to get to this, man. We got to get to this. The Arizona Cardinals, there is no way I can run around this one, especially because everybody in this town thinks I'm a hater. Hell freaking no, I'm not a hater. I'm a truthsayer. That's what I am. I'm a truthsayer. And here's the truth about the Arizona Cardinals, because I almost said it a couple segments ago. But I'm going to say it now, because a couple few weeks ago, everybody in Arizona, all Arizona Cardinal fans wanted was respect. How do you get respect? You keep winning football games. How do you start losing respect? You start losing football games. And you start losing football games to teams that you're not supposed to, which is the Carolina Panthers. A team that lost their quarterback. They had to go back to the dude that they started with and Cam Newton. And look at what happened. And I know that the Arizona Cardinals play without Kyler. I know that, man. I know that. And then they wound up losing Colt McCoy. He got taken out during the game. They had to go to their third stringer, man. Like, never expecting that garbage to happen. But it does. It's the real world, man. It's the real freaking world. And I'll tell you what. The Arizona Cardinals, 4 weeks ago, they wanted their respect. They wanted to hear they were the best team in football. They started hearing they were the best football team. Well, guess what? You're no longer the best football team, guys. That's the cold, hard facts. And I knew at some point, the Dallas Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals, there's a lot of similarities. Makes a lot of sense why all these desert rats used to like the Cowboys. Because you're all delusional about how good you think your team really is. Arizona Cardinals, man, that was a bad loss for many reasons. The Green Bay Packers beat you. They have home field advantage. You guys are both tied for the best record. So right now, it goes through Green Bay once again. Little things that you really have to pay attention to, people. Little details, but they go a long way. And this loss from the Arizona Cardinals to the Carolina Panthers, a team that has had their number, for crying out loud. I remember the 59-0 beatdown, man. I remember that game. And I'll tell you what, so do the Arizona Cardinals, because they sure as hell can't get that off their mind. Every time they see the Carolina Panthers, they start to fear for their freaking life, man. So, yeah, I think the Cardinals are a little bit of an aberration. They wanted to hear that they were the best team. Everyone told them they were the best team. Now injuries are happening, and Kyler's not on the field each and every week, and they're just like any other football team. When injuries mount up, you're not that good. It's just the truth. Another team that has fooled us quite a bit, that's the Chargers, man. Like, Justin Herbert is really good 1 week, and then the next week he's a mess. The Chargers are a mess. The AFC is a mess. Seriously, the AFC is a mess. But the Chargers are, they're a head scratcher. They're a head scratcher because, like, they can beat anybody, but they can also lose to anybody. Minnesota, again, they may be better than their record. They might be. Might be a little bit better than their record would show. Kirk Cousins having a pretty solid year. Dalvin Cook, when he's on the field, we know what he does. Jefferson's ridiculous. I'm surprised that Thielen's not as good as he's been. Maybe the Vikings have a push in him. I don't know. But I'll tell you a team that doesn't. And that's definitely the Lions, man. They got no push. But they didn't get a loss. Didn't get a loss. A team that's really good. And what I'm liking more and more that I'm seeing each and every week out of this team is the defense starting to get better and better and better and better and better. And that's the Green Bay Packers. They beat a Seahawks team that they're not full. They're not complete. I get that. I know that. And Russell Westbrook coming back. Russell Westbrook. That's funny. Really funny. Just kidding around. I'm thinking basketball for a moment there. Obviously, I'm talking about Russ, though. Look, at the end of the day, Russell Wilson coming back, 20 of 40 his first time out there, goes for 161 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions. The reason I'm thinking Russell Westbrook, because, like, he couldn't find the ocean, this guy. So he was struggling. He had that in common with Russell Westbrook. But Russell Wilson is who I'm talking about, obviously. Seahawks quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, he looked okay. He didn't look great. Looked okay. Packers didn't look great either. They looked okay. But here's the deal. They're 8-2. Probably could make an argument that they should be 9-1 had Aaron Rodgers been able to play for his team in Kansas City. And maybe they would have kept Kansas City down a little longer, to be honest with you. I mean, when you think about it, let's see now. Let's take a little close look at what Kansas City does. They beat the Packers. They followed up with a win against the Raiders, right? Maybe they find themselves a little bit more. Maybe they reestablish themselves as the team to beat in the AFC. And then maybe at the end of the day, everything that seemed so different maybe won't be so different when you really come to think about it. Because each and every year, I always say this to you, and I keep saying it over and over and over like a broken record, because I'm going to keep saying it until it doesn't happen. But I do think it's going to be a little bit of the usual suspects. And I do think it's going to be a little bit of the old guys coming up with the goods when they really, really need them. So I think guys like Patrick Mahomes, I think guys like Aaron Rodgers, I think maybe a guy like Tom Brady might be able to just keep riding it out and keep putting their team right on their back. You just never know until they actually get it taken away from them. All right, I got to take a break. I know it. I hear the music. Come back, give you that parting shot like I always do. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.
Second and 10 from the Falcons 19. Dalvin Cook is the tailback, feeling in motion to the right. Now he motions back to the left, handoff Dalvin. Sprints out to the left. Gets a block from Thielen. Walks into the end zone. Touchdown! Dalvin Cook with the Vikings' second touchdown today. And it's 13-0 Vikings.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, my late night creatures of the world. Hanging out with the Dwarf Man here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Week 10 of the NFL has come, gone, it has went. All that good stuff, people. You know how I always like to do things. I like to leave you with a parting shot. Before I do that, I got to let you know. You can always check me out at Dwarf on Sports on Twitter. You can always check me out at Dwarf on Sports on Facebook. And then you can always check me out at The Real Dwarf on Sports on Instagram. Okay, so here's the parting shot for tonight, people. Week 10 of the NFL has come and gone. First and foremost, I can now say it. We are officially halfway or past halfway through this NFL season, and my oh my, has it gone way too fast? Yes, it has. The journey is crazy, it's fun, it's wild, and here's where I'm going with my rant tonight, people. As we keep watching these football games, we continue to decipher who is the contenders, who are the pretenders, who are the creepers, who are the crawlers, all the good, all the bad, all the nonsense. You can put that wherever you want. But here's the real truth. At the end of the day, I know something happened very, very big in the offseason. And it wasn't all the things that you might think, like the little Tom Brady surgery, the Patrick Mahomes surgery. No. I'm going to go back to what happened there in Green Bay with that bad freaking man, Aaron Rodgers, and all that nonsense. I'm telling you what, people, it's week 10 of the NFL, and if there's one thing on my mind right now, it's the Super Bowl, and it's winning the Super Bowl. And the Green Bay Packers have put themselves in a position once again to do that. So hopefully they get their act together and they continue to have that defense play outstanding. They have played so well the last 3 weeks. I am super proud to say I'm an NFL fan and I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. For Scott, I got to say, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. I'll talk to you next week right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Take care, everybody.